This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. The Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio.
You know you could have been a wonder, taking your circus to the sky. You couldn't take it on the tightrope. No, you had to take it on the side. You always like it undercover.
The mics are up really loud and it's all about Euros. Vindaloo,
football,
crazy football, mad
stickers and your dad. We're here on FUBAR Radio to talk about Euro football
and your dad. Are we just gonna ignore that?
No, yeah, Papici, yeah, no, yeah, we're going to talk about the Euro tournament today in as much detail as I am now.
You're listening to the Jack Mate Show. We're live on FUBAR Radio. It's Friday, so that means the weekend is almost upon us.
Oh, hello, I'm the weekend. Can I come in yet?
Not just yet.
Oh, what's up? Come on.
Wait, what colour are you wearing today?
I'm wearing black.
It's going to be a dark weekend then.
No, not yet.
Usually you've got purple sequins on.
It's for the night time.
Oh, what's happening in the night time?
Stars are going to twinkle. Shoes are going to dance. We're going to be talking about the Euros in France.
Oh, it rhymes. Lovely.
Oh, yeah.
We've just got a few football-related questions we're going to go through over the next 2 hours. And just
way to sell it.
Yeah, just try and pad it out a little bit. But the big interactive question of the day is what we are asking Twitter and Facebook and all you lot out there is, Greece shocked the world in 2000... When was it? 2004? Greece won the Euros? I think it was 2004.
It was, Jack.
Yeah, it sure was.
They shocked the world and they was the underdogs. I think they were 500-1 back then.
Really?
Yeah. And so what we're asking today is, who do you think is going to win the Euros? But don't go for someone obvious. Go for a Greece. Obviously not Greece, because
tell you who would be who did very well the other day. That was Slovakia.
Yeah, they beat
Germany.
Germany
3-1.
Was it?
Hamsik scored.
Yeah, he's good though, isn't he?
He's a really good player. Terrible haircut, but a very good player.
Has he still got that haircut?
Yeah. Yeah, he has. Plays for Napoli.
I guess you could say he's sick. Sick of ham.
He hates ham, but he loves chicken. His first name is actually love chicken. Ham sick. So.
Yeah, but in this day and age, kids use the word sick as a term of endearment almost, don't they?
Sick kids.
Sick Will. Can I just say you're looking pretty sick today?
Cheers, man.
We're all dressed in black.
We are.
I just noticed that. Is yours not navy blue?
No. I've got a navy blue version of it, but no, this is all black.
That is proper black.
We're all dressed like Queen Victoria or Johnny Cash. Because, you know, Queen Victoria is like wearing black ever since her husband died.
Yeah, before that, she wore purple sequins.
Yeah, she fucks. It's like purple sequins.
She looked like The Weeknd.
Yeah, she did look like The Weeknd, but...
So, yeah, tweet in at Jack, at Fubar Radio, and just tweet whoever you want, really.
Who do you think is going to win the Euros, guys? Can you let us know?
But don't go for an obvious one. Go for a Greece, but not Greece, because they're not in it, as I've said.
Question, did you guys watch any Eurovision? It's kind of Euro-based.
I've never really got into them, Tom.
When I move out, I'm going to do make a point of having a Eurovision night.
Why?
Just because I think it'd be fun. I think it'd be fun having a fun night doing themed things. People can bring snacks from that area.
You say that now, and then you get to it, and you just can't be arsed.
Well, I think I'll be arsed, well, just because you don't
know
anything. You
won't.
I will. I fucking will.
You won't.
You won't, mate.
All right. Just because you guys.
What you got?
Too much.
Just be nice.
I'll just be nice. I'm going to fucking do it. Right. It's going to be great. You're not going
to
be there.
Wait. Before we go down this narrow path, I want us all to...
I was originally going to say...
I want us all to compliment each other before we go forwards, right? Starting with Tom. So, Tom, you can choose either of us who you want to compliment.
Okay.
Who are you going to go for?
I like your camel shoes.
Thank you very much.
To Jack.
Thank you very much. So it's my go. Tom, I like your Fred Perry's top.
Thank you.
Will, your go?
To both of you.
Yeah.
It's nice to see you and work with you every Friday.
Thank you very much.
Sounded like that was full of a little bit.
Let's move on.
It sounded overly sincere.
Let's move on.
Eurovision, why was Australia in it?
I don't know. I think it was a special invitation to do with some sort of anniversary.
Oh.
Who was doing them?
Just the whole Ramsey Street. Just there singing along. Home and away. Anything else?
Don't laugh, that doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
Because the competition's only away for them, unless it was held in Australia.
Yeah, yeah. Cool, man.
So yeah, talk about football.
Yeah, let's talk about fuck Eurovision.
No,
guys.
Come on, what have you been up to first?
Oh, yeah, I forgot we did this.
Just admit the basics.
Not a lot, really. I'm probably not the best person to ask that question.
Tom, what have you been up to?
I've spent the week in Canterbury.
Seeing
the lovely lady. She gave me an early anniversary gift.
Oh,
which
go on.
Which was a watch. Oh, no. Oh, well, why are you saying that?
No, I genuinely didn't know what it was.
You just mimed blowjob.
I didn't. Caitlin, I didn't.
Caitlin, he did.
You're still doing it with your hand.
Caitlin, I didn't.
But yeah, she gave me a watch and I...
Don't lean on the stand, because that's when it comes out.
Jeez Louise.
You fucking idiot.
Will, you're really naggy.
I'm not naggy.
You're going to put me in the chokey.
But when you lean on that...
All right.
Oh, God.
Can't support anyone's weight.
Takes one shower around someone... Go on, continue.
I don't know if I want to. Tell me off again.
Yeah, I know. Maybe we should boycott this show and let Will do it on his own.
Am I allowed to stand? Will should take a seat. Or that
do what you want
mucky?
To do. I'm just saying, please, can you not lean on the mic stand?
Tom.
But it looks really I look really relaxed.
This is me doing Will. Tom, you're taking... how does he do it?
Wow, what was that?
Birmingham.
Birmingham?
Birmingham. You're taking too much oxygen out the room, Tom.
That's scary.
That is spot on.
That is literally
it. Well, I'll do it to you. Ooh, Jack, could you please share it?
What's that supposed to be?
Post that on your socials.
I don't really know. Can you please share it, please, Jack? That's spot on you. That's your impression of you, mate.
But every now and then you go...
It's so... Have you seen me in McFlurry?
No.
It's the most disgusting thing
yeah, I have.
Ever seen.
I have seen that, yeah.
It's going to be such a long weekend.
No, I went to Canterbury and I did a lot of work, but we were given an early anniversary gift because the anniversary was on the 10th.
What was it?
The fourth year. It was a watch.
It was really early. It was his sixth year anniversary present,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
So she's giving the fourth one next week. But like, yeah, it's on the 10th. It's a lovely watch. So I feel like I have to think of something good.
You have, though. You've been discussing plans that I won't discuss on there in case Caitlin's listening, but...
She won't be.
You're in safe hands.
You know, we're going to do have you done rooftop cinema?
Yep.
Have you done that before?
No.
We're going to one of those and have some food.
Hot tub, but rooftop cinema.
Not hot tub cinema.
Oh, go on, man.
No, I think you'd be putting with other people you don't know. I don't want to do that. I'd rather be with people I know in a hot tub.
But you like hot tubs though, now?
I do. Do you see some of the pictures from the weekend? Well, you obviously, yeah.
I saw the bit in your video.
It's lovely.
Speaking of videos, what videos have you released this week, gentlemen? Starting with Jack, mate, to my left.
I did, what'd I do? 7 favourite bands.
Who was in that again? You had your 21 Pilots.
Yeah, number 3 they were.
Oh, number 3, that's quite high.
Number 4, maybe.
They've only got one album as well.
Well, I like their old stuff as well.
Did you think about the... Was that in an order, or was it just 7 bands you liked?
It was in order. It was in order. It went Alt J, Wombat, Arctic Monkeys...
Elbow.
21 Pilots.
Keen. He knew!
Catfish in the Bottle, man.
Top Loader.
Yeah.
Front Bombs.
ABBA.
ABBA.
Just
a little curveball in at the end. ABBA.
Yeah.
Dancing Queen.
Got a bit of an update on the old band situation.
Go on, Tom. Band update, guys. I've got a jingle for this, actually, Tom. I made it this week.
Go
on. Na 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 na. What's the name of your band? Go, Tom.
Move Faster, Mufasa. It is going to be that name. We couldn't think of anything, and then the singer was like, we need the name now. And I was like, that's the only one we're going to think of. So, Move Faster.
Jack, you got a suggestion?
It's done.
Yeah.
It's been printed on the leaflets.
This is mine. Press the thing. Nah.
What thing do you want?
I want that. That's my name for my band.
That's it?
Yeah. Imagine that at a festival.
800 tickets sold.
800?
Bollocks. Yes.
Yeah.
Bollocks.
Yeah.
No way.
It's a Cambridge ball.
Oh, yeah, so people would already be going to the ball anyway. You're not the USP of the ball.
Of course not.
Don't swear, Tom.
Oh. We told Will off earlier because he always says the C bomb on being in the show, and I don't think it's the kind of thing that Judith wants her son to be known for, really. So,
Oh. And that C bomb is cigarettes, please, for me.
More.
Yeah. Cigarettes.
For me. I want cigarettes.
That is your catchphrase.
How was working with Sean Burke?
If you ever had t-shirts, that's what it would say on it. There'd be a picture of you and that going, I want cigarettes!
Or bum me a fag would be his.
Yeah, bum me a fag.
Let's just say coming soon.
Ooh.
Cumin.
Hey?
I don't know. Sean was good.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Cool, man.
Sean was nice. Yeah, no, the video, I really enjoyed it. Did you learn any stand-up techniques?
Not really. I learned
that. Oh, okay.
I can't do it.
You can do it.
Well, 8,000 views says differently.
Come on!
Pick yourself up and go again.
Yeah, we go harder. We go faster. We do it again. We rise. We fall. We get back up and we try and we try again.
We do have a little later on. We're going to do something similar to that. We're going to do a little manager speech, aren't we? An uplifting manager speech.
Yeah, well, it's the Euros.
Speech.
So, what have we got coming up in today's show?
We've got lots of things. We're going to be speaking to a lovely man named
Ed
from Unibet, and he's going to be giving us some odds on some very specific things that we're going to ask him about.
Yep.
So that'll be a barrel of laughs.
Big barrel.
And information.
Information. A bit of both.
A barrel of information and giggles.
We're going to put ourselves into a bit of a role play situation and step into the very old dusty shoes of Roy Hodgson at half time in the Euro final. And Tom literally just wiped his bare ass against my arm.
No, I
did. He did. That'll be picked up.
That won't be.
It'll be on there.
Jacob hasn't seen it.
And now there's all sweat and pus on the floor.
Pus? That's cum. And as well, we'll be teaching Will how to deal. Again, we like to teach Will now weekly how to kind of improve himself.
Yeah.
As a human being, and we're going to teach him a little bit more about making friends.
You just said you've got cum coming out your ass.
There's nothing
and
wrong
I'm the one that needs improving.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, I know. 2016.
Yeah.
Unless it's what you want coming out your ass.
Unless it's pink.
To be fair.
Because then it's mixed with blood.
Looks like a Thousand Island sauce.
It does. But it doesn't taste like that, Jack.
We learn.
Oh, fuck off. Okay.
Yeah, don't say
we. Jack hasn't had any of it.
It.
Should we got a prawn cocktail tonight, man?
Shall we start talking about cummy bloody spoon?
That's your name. That's the name for the Cambridge ball.
Cummy bloody.
Also football related. We're going to be discussing who we think is going to win. Is Ronaldo going to shine? What do we think of the England squad selection?
Also, it's Jackmate versus Nolza. It returns. It's 2-0 to Nolza. And because the Euros are set in France this year.
Oh, right. Now it makes sense.
There's an angle coming.
I'll look forward to that. A Kurt angle?
A little Kurt angle. Thanks for that reference. I watched that video back the other day.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it's all right. No, it's good. What other angles? The Kurt angle.
Angle fish. at a right angle.
Correct.
Really means nothing unless you've seen my Franco Fraze video. Anyway, let's go to the first song. You may notice that all the songs today are football related, and when we say football related, we mean FIFA related. They're all tracks that have been big on FIFA. There might be a few Pez thrown in if we feel a bit disgusted.
There's one I was trying to find. Did you ever play Pez? And it was like kick of the ball, kicking it into the goal. Go! It's just that for a minute.
That sounds like something you would make up while you're playing it.
I'm not even joking. I'll try and find it during the break.
I'd prefer if you didn't.
I sound like, get some dippers and chicken dippers.
And then I'm going to go and make myself some dippers. I'm going to go look in the freezer to try and find the birdseyeser. The Foles with My Number, which I think you'll remember. Which FIFA was this on?
I'm going to go 15 or 14.
15, I think.
Yeah. Strong probably. 15.
Sorry, mate. I've just left my buddy phone.
It's all right. I'll you put that on silent and then we'll start again.
So, guys, we're going to be talking footy. Lads.
Football, crazy. He's football mad.
Grab a power pod, have a legend in it.
Oh, what?
Go on.
Grab a power pod, have a legend in your hands.
I'll tell you, my mum used to play in primary school acoustic guitar in assembly. She used to be a teacher in class one, and she used to play acoustic guitar, and she used to sing Football Crazy.
Did she?
And she changed the words to about Shearer.
Oh, go on.
Do you know it?
There's a lot. There's something about when you're in bed and you kicks the wife out of bed and she shouted, "Pass to me, Shearer." That's any lines changed. Because the original song is all about this guy who's football obsessed.
What, is it an actual song?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I just thought it was made up for the advert, just like a jingle. I thought it was a jingle.
Little advertising jingle.
It's not.
It's not. And your mum changed the lyrics, so. Yeah.
So, guys.
She was before Weird Al Yankovic. It was her changing and parodying songs, yeah. Mrs. Norris, search her online. And then, like, in, that's why Harry Potter, the cat's called Mrs. Norris, because they thought, we'll get something off that.
Little ode.
Little wink to my mum.
Lovely stuff. Lovely stuff.
Could you say the word ode there, Jack?
Thank you, mate. I think, like, sometimes this show deserves a few words. Do you know what I mean?
Hmm.
Chode.
Right, so let's go in with the big question. Will, I'm nodding my head to you because I think me and Nozza can both agree you definitely have more of a footballing mind than both of us. You know,
very pungent.
Yeah, you know.
Why have you always got to dig me?
I'm not digging you, mate. Fuck.
You know, just facts from many moons ago.
Yeah,
many moons ago. But so I'm gonna throw this to you first, and then we'll answer. Who are you actually tipping to win Euro 2016? The big Q.
I was thinking about this earlier, and I was gonna go right down the line and do what many people are doing, Jack, and back the French. It's in their backyard. They've got a good squad. They've got a few star players. But for me, if you're asking me here and now,
oh, yeah,
and I'm putting my head over my heart,
Wales,
I'm going to say Belgium.
Fuck.
Why?
Nah. I can strongly disagree with that.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just putting a cat amongst the pigeons.
For what case, though, have you got?
Because Hazard's not been performing. Lukaku's gone right off. Benteke hasn't played well all season, so.
But when they're going to come back into form?
Yeah,
and defence-wise, yeah. They
Germany for me.
Is it?
Nah, it's.
Oh, no, come on,
I think
Will,
it's
come
France
on.
Or Belgium.
So I've genuinely put a £5 bet on France to play Belgium in the final.
Interesting.
How much return was that?
200 to 1. So it was a grand.
Oh.
Yeah.
Honestly?
Yeah, because Belgium will have to be, I think.
Oh, Germany or Spain, isn't it?
Germany, England, if we go through,
oh, yeah,
and Spain.
Yeah, I don't. I
Who
do
did you
not
think, Tom?
Think I did put France because I think, yeah, it's always a big boost playing in your home country. I think after that disaster as well, there's been a bit more passion and, like, you know.
That's what I was thinking a little bit with Belgium as well, because they've had their own hardships going into the
yeah,
tournament.
Yeah, but their disaster wasn't as good as the French one. Not as good, but as big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's big. It's definitely the key adjective to take away.
You knew what
that
I meant.
Yeah.
But I would say, as I said, I think Hazard and all that didn't perform, haven't been performing very well. The defence is going to be good, because, yeah, Alderweireld, whatever his name is.
Alderweireld,
a Vertonghen.
They're all on.
Phenomenal.
Courtois, not as great this season.
The two fullbacks for Belgium are actually centre backs, aren't they?
Yeah.
But they play.
Well, it might change with companies out, isn't it?
I think they're playing Vertonghen on the left, don't they? And Alderweireld on the right, is it?
No.
Thank you very much, Jacob.
I think
Company's part of the BBC team.
Is he?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, because he's out injured?
Yeah.
There's someone else.
Remember when David Ginola was on it?
Oh,
do you remember that?
Glad he's back to full health.
He had a heart attack the other day, didn't he?
Yeah.
Bless him.
This is a heart attack. This is.
Oh! What's that?
Tom doing an impression of a heart attack.
No, did a heart attack, remember? For sure.
Nah.
No?
So, Jack, who are you backing then?
Unfortunately, I've gone for France. And I have actually written here, Dimitri Payet will be a one-man team. But they haven't taken Benzema.
Is he going to be starting?
Yeah,
well, that's to do with all the kind of legal stuff, isn't
it? Is Lacazette got illegal stuff going on?
No,
sorry, Benzema.
Why has Lacazette been left out?
Don't know.
He smashed it the other season. He's had a bit quieter this season.
Fucking thingy's been left out as well. What's his boat?
Ribery.
Marco Royce.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is a shame because he broke his leg 2 years ago.
Royce is injured again though.
No, he's not.
100%.
Swear down.
100%.
100% not.
He's just been left out of the squad.
Yeah, he's been left out of the squad.
Gertz tweeted about it, but he's not been in. He's not injured.
Gertz has tweeted about it. Why?
Said what? They're friends.
Oh, are they?
They're friends, man.
What? And Gertz is in the squad.
Yeah.
But I thought Gertz had him getting picked for his club.
Yeah, but he's still a quality. He's not been picked for Bayern Munich, has
he? I don't think Gertz is all that.
Whoa, I knew this would come down to this. Jack what? Hates Gertz.
I don't hate him.
I've been thinking this all day.
Have you?
Yeah.
You look the kind of person, for some reason, or something against Mario Gertz.
Ever since he scored that goal in the World Cup final.
I'm more of a Luigi Buffon. Next. Mm. Oh, Peach. Peach, Princess Peach.
Peach.
A footballer
Peach,
based on Peach.
Peach or Beardsley.
Mm.
Yeah? Peach Crouch.
Peach or Czech.
Yeah, better.
Oh, fuck off, Will.
We both said Peter, so it's both. Why is mine better?
Petter.
If anything, Peter sounds more like Peach than Petter.
Moving on. So what do you say? You think France-Belgium final? Mm. Final?
Nathaniel Peach. Doesn't work in any way. What?
There's a player called Adam Reach.
Yeah. In the final, I reckon France will be in there, definitely. 100% France will be in there. I think England will get... Oh, that's another question, isn't it?
What?
France will be in the final, and I think Belgium will be
out of
quarters.
When Greece won the Euros, was that held in Greece?
No, it's held in Portugal, who they beat in the final when... it was a header from a corner. I can't remember who did it. But that Zakarak.
Nikos Davizas.
No, you were hoping it was Davizas. But it wasn't, Tom. It wasn't.
It would have been good, though.
It would have been
good. Really nice.
But it wasn't.
Was it a striker that scored the goal?
No, it was just a centre back that wasn't Davizas.
Great name, though, Nikos Davizas.
That's a lovely name, isn't it? He was a very good player, wasn't he?
He was.
Another question is, will Ronaldo...
Ronaldo!
Will Ronaldo...
Dallas Street Porter! Ronaldo! Footballer's got big thighs.
That was good, I like that. Was Ronaldo will he finally shine at a tournament?
No.
Not for me. Did he play last night?
No. Do you know why he didn't play last night?
Couldn't be asked.
Because apparently he needed a rest because he scored the winning penalty.
He wasn't full fitness in that game, though, was he?
That game was shit.
He played 120 minutes, so he wasn't full fitness for that game. Mm. So I can understand that.
Why do you both think no? Because I've put yes.
He never has done it, has
he? He's kind of dipped in form. Like, I know obviously he's still smashing it, but he hasn't been as on fire this season as he has in recent seasons.
Yeah, he's slightly older than Messi as well, which people don't often take into account. Well,
Messi's not playing in this
one. No, but I know it's the general battle. They're two Goliaths of the game.
Argentina's not in Europe. So in the Euros, not to play. Any other teams you want to see in there, Will? How do you think USA are going to do?
But Tom, USA aren't in it either.
What?
Yeah, exactly. I think he will shine because, one, I don't think he's got Messi to worry about. I know that's been the same with the other Euros, but I think he's high on spirits because he's just now come off the back of a Champions League.
He's always winning something. When's he not won something in the last 10
years? He's always coming on the back of something, Jack.
Yeah, I know.
Coming off the back of something would have been better.
But it wouldn't make sense.
And I just don't think the Portugal squad is as good as it's been in other
It's never
years.
Been. I think they're overrated. When has it been good? Apart from Ronaldo.
Bruno Alves.
Is he? I don't think he's playing, is he? No,
Danny.
That's definitely a three-game ban.
Danny? Jojo and Martino.
Rui Costa. Do you remember when they beat us when we were... I think we were 2-1 up and then Figo smashed a couple in and beat us 3-2.
When was this?
2000. It might be a bit before your time, young Dean.
Was it what?
We were winning and then we just fucked it.
Were they groups?
Yeah, Figo was like bending him in like Beckham.
What, he scored
but
two?
Beckham weren't bending him.
Did he score two?
Yeah. Smashing him.
Back in the day when Rooney got sent off, Ronaldo did the wink.
Yeah.
Was that Euros, was it?
Here we go. Here's a prediction for you. What heartbreak, like what will be the defining heartbreak moment? So in the past, Beckham sent off, Batty missing penalties. Who's going to become like an anti-hero? And why? That's a good question.
Kane. Harry Kane.
What's he going to do? Miss a sitter?
Yeah. Open goal.
Nah, I'm going to go... I don't know why I'm saying no.
Vardy will smash it.
You reckon?
Kane will do something terrible.
I'm going to go for an own goal.
Smalling.
By Dele Alli.
Oh, I was picking Dele Alli, but to like probably get it sent off.
Was you?
Because
he's a little hothead.
He is a bit of a hothead.
Yeah.
He's got it in it. But he all seems so calm and collected.
In interviews?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quite naive.
Is Eric Dyer in the team? Was he injured?
He fucking should be in the team. CDM, definitely. 100%.
He played last night, didn't he?
Yeah, he played last night.
Do you think the team they played last night will...
It's pretty much there, isn't it?
Milner's in it?
I didn't see it. Didn't see the match.
Do you know the result?
1-0?
Yeah, Smalling, 88th minute header.
Hart, Walker, Smalling, Cahill, Rose, Dyer... Milner, Alli, Rooney, Kane, Vardy.
I find Milner hard to get pumped up.
Who'd you put in? Wilshere, Henderson?
The thing is, Wilshere, I strongly disagree about him coming along.
Yeah, he's the biggest. That is the biggest.
See,
it annoys me.
I had the same opinion as you, gentlemen.
Until you saw him last night.
No, not until you saw him last night, but then someone put the argument to me, when he is good, like obviously Drinkwater's accomplishments this season outweigh him because Wilshere's not played, but when Wilshere on his day... is a very, very good player. Could be crucial.
On his day.
So is Henderson on his day. So is anyone on his day.
No, but Wilsh tops that list for me in the midfield.
If you pick
that one game in the qualifiers, when he bashed a couple in, didn't he?
Estonia, yeah. random attack
against Estonia.
But you can do it. That a couple of champions, a couple of seasons ago in the Champions League against Barcelona.
There was talks of him being the next Paul Gascoigne.
He's not been helped with injuries, has he?
The only similarities between him and Gascoigne are the Sun newspaper pictures of him coming out of a nightclub, smashed off his face at 3 a.m.
Let's get behind the boys this year. Yeah?
All right, I'm behind him. I'm just not behind Jack.
You've got to be behind everyone, mate.
No, I don't want to be behind
him. What is it with Jackson being complete and utter legends?
Curveball.
Curveball. Compliment curveball.
Curled that like DB7.
So do you think England can win it?
No.
No.
Quarterfinals, knocked out penalties.
I'm behind the boys. Can they win it? No.
All the way this year.
Harry Redknapp's very confident.
Is he?
Oh, God, why is he still fucking piping up?
I'm a little bit kind of the accent.
Wow.
You can do it.
I said to Bobby Jamore, I said, what do you want?
That's all right, that
one. Do about the players that actually play for England.
I can't. I can only do Bobby Jamore.
I said to Jermaine Genius, I said, you've got
to keep... he's a top player, he really is. Next.
No, I don't think... What do you reckon, quarters, everyone?
Quarters out on pens.
Imagine if you didn't get out of the group. It's literally impossible to get out of the group.
What about Rashford, though? Happy about him being there? I think, yeah, why not?
I think he'll be in the squad for many, many years to come, and he'll be a big, big player.
Well, because Rooney's a midfielder now, so that we are only taking full strikers, so I can see why he's taking him. Take Defoe.
I think he actually get some game time, unlike Walcott when we brought him.
But you bring Defoe, right? Defoe comes on.
Yeah.
Probably not going to make an impact.
Yeah. Who? Defoe?
Yeah.
He's more of an impact sub than people like Rashford.
You think?
He knows where the goal is, Will.
Rashford's got the gas.
Hasn't Defoe scored more goals coming off the bench than any other player?
He is very
league?
Speedy, Defoe, still. He's not lost his, gas.
He's lost a yard or two, Tom.
Yeah, but...
And you would do going to Canada, because Toronto has some fine cuisine.
Yeah. Waffles, I hear.
I want waffles.
Waffles. Wayne Rooney and waffles.
Sandwiches and waffles.
Here's a question that I'm going to just back out of, and I want you two to answer, and I will literally just listen to your answers.
Yes, it suits you, Jack.
Is, do you think... Why do you think that none of the West Ham boys were picked?
Not good enough. Next question.
Will.
Who really? Who out of them?
Yeah,
who
did you put in?
Thinking?
Was in contention.
No, who would you swap?
Right, so I don't think Noble should be in.
Yeah,
perfect. I don't. Yeah.
Right.
Tom, do your impression of Noble?
I'll leave that for later, mate.
Okay. All right.
I think Cresswell should have been in for a look in. I know we've got a good left back.
We've got two good left backs, haven't we? Yeah.
Who? Klein
and Walk. No, Klein.
Bertrand.
Rose.
Bertrand,
yeah.
Bertrand can fuck off.
Baines
can fuck off.
Baines isn't in there.
Charlie Daniels. Bournemouth. Probably I'd rate him over.
Nah.
All right, Cresswell.
Nah.
Cresswell hasn't had a great season this season, though.
Yes, he has.
Oh, okay.
Yes, he has.
Take a deep breath, Jack.
Yeah. Hammer of the year the season before last.
That's like winning most improved player at Sunday League. Like, yeah. Hammer of the year.
He turned up to training every one time.
Yeah, Clubman of the year. Yeah. Hammer of the year. Oh, same thing.
He did really good parking in the parking lot.
Yeah. Oh, he really gives back to the community. And well, it's not going to be there soon. They're moving out. So, if anything, keep your own time.
Antonio?
No chance. What? Antonio, championship player, done all right this season.
I would be... What position is he? Technically, is he attacking midfielder?
You are something
else. Is he attacking midfielder?
If he wants, he plays where he wants.
Well, he's a winger.
What position is he?
He's been playing right back this season.
He's predominantly a winger, isn't he?
Yeah, he's probably a winger.
Who played the wings last
night? Jack, is he a winger or not?
Sorry. Who played the wings last night?
Who played on wings?
Colonel Sanders.
No, but they played as it's not funny at all. They played like a diamond central, so like Rose and Walker.
I like Antonio.
Okay.
Out of the West Ham players, he'd be the
I like
one.
Antonio. Who else is there?
If I was to bring one, I'd
just
bring him.
Free.
Okay.
No one else is in.
Townsend got looking, but obviously.
Yeah. Then that bewildered me.
Yeah.
Why? Scored good.
Townsend
scores goals. Got a lot of pace.
Nah.
Free kick. Remember that free kick? Oh. Whew. Who's the free kick taker for
figures? Kane's been taking them, which is very bizarre.
Yeah, last night Kane was taking them, and it's just disgusting.
But he does that dodgy runner.
Yeah. I agree with what our friend Robbie Knox put on Facebook. I don't know if you saw it, but because you know, for the provisional squads, Hodgson can pick as many as he wants, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Why did he only go 26? Because
this isn't my joke. This is Robbie Knox posted this. He's put something like, so Roy's took 26 just to go, right, we're off to the Euros. Piss off, you three. You're not good enough. Do you know what I mean? It's like, why not take 35? And instead, he's, what's he done? Delph was injured, so now he's gone, drink water. Okay, bye. And the other one, it's just a confidence destroyer.
What did you take there?
What, for experience?
But there's only been three games.
Reward the players that have been doing well in the Premier League this year, like Mikel Antonio, Mark Noble, Aaron Cresswell.
Yeah, but like the 26 is enough. Like
Aaron Cresswell.
With three games.
See you later.
You can't be, if he's taking 35, no one's going to, they'd just be sat there, some of them. Do you know what I mean? They would be.
You take 33 players, mate. That's a squad, that's a team a game.
Yeah, but he wants to see, he's playing Wilshere in every game.
Why?
Because he wants to get fit.
Alright,
I'm just saying, that's your answer. You asked the question.
I just think it's probably not done much for Danny Drinkwater's confidence.
Well, this next song is Dandy Warhol's and it's Bohemian Whoa. Like You.
Well, hang on, Jack,
I was deep in discussion there.
Yeah,
Bohemian Like You.
You need a breather. Bohemian Like You. Come on, dads.
Like you pricks.
I'll leave the mics up because it's got a 32 second intro, so
it's a great
talk
intro
over.
There.
Yeah. What if the listeners want to hear the intro to the song?
Yeah, you're ruining it, Will.
It's alright then.
If anything.
This is how they do it on like the professional stuff.
We're playing this in the band.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
What note's this? What you want?
D.
Where are we going now? Kicking now, here we go. What you want now?
14.
Huh?
D.
D.
A.
A.
E.
We just listened to this on there.
Go on, Tom. The Jackmate Show every Friday.
You got a great car. Yeah, what's wrong with it today? I used to have one too. Maybe I'll come and have a look. I really love your hairdo, yeah. I'm glad you like mine too. See, we're looking pretty cool. Look at ya. So what do you do? Oh yeah, I wait tables too. No, I haven't heard your band, cause you guys are pretty new. But if you dig food, welcome over to my work. I'll have a cook you something that you really love. Cause I like you, yeah, I like you. And I feel it's so bohemian like you. Yeah, I like you, yeah, I like you. And I feel, wow. That guy, just hanging at your pad. He's looking kinda, yeah, you broke up, that's too bad. I guess it's fair, if he always pays a rent and he doesn't get bent about sleeping on the couch when I'm there. Cause I like you, yeah, I like you. And I feel it's a bohemian like you. Yeah, I like you, yeah, I like you. And I feel,
presents.
What is vore?
What are you for?
V-O-R-E. It is a fetish for being swallowed and eaten and digested.
How are we like fucking five or six episodes into this new series and you're booking me fucking cannibals? Who runs out of guests so quickly?
let me go. Fucking hell. Who do I get next? And a female Hannibal Lecter? You fucking get us on the phone to Broadmoor. We'll ask Sutcliffe about what he got up to. Okay. Why did you book this fucking woman?
Because I thought it was interesting.
Well, then go and talk to her in your own private life. And fucking cuckold me into having to speak to her.
Every Monday, Ray Peacock. From 2 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
And I said to him, you shouldn't be putting that up there. And welcome back to FUBAR Radio. There's Euros.
Did he ever get it sorted?
No, bled out.
Oh, fair play, fair play. So, Will, what have you got for us today?
Oh my God, it sounds like I'm in a French market.
The Euros. In France. Are they not? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of it. Yeah.
Jack, you're going to France, aren't you?
I'm going to England versus Wales.
Very lucky boy, aren't you?
I am.
You're a very lucky boy, aren't you, Jack?
Yes, I am.
You big good boy.
Who are you going?
I will be.
Who are you going with?
Lots of people.
Are you looking forward to it?
Yes.
Stop that.
Stop
voice
that.
Now.
I hate it.
Me?
That yeah. baby voice on the front of that podcast
is rank.
What baby voice?
You're the cute baby voice. Oh yes, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
For Milky, give me your Milky.
Stop it, please. It's disgusting.
It
honestly,
so
it is a rank.
Why is it rank?
Sir, that voice.
I can imagine you doing that in role play.
Not anymore.
Oh, yeah. Yours is weirder, yeah, man.
Peel it back.
Oh,
make it clap.
What does that
mean? That can mean whatever you want it to mean, baby.
Sexy
baby. We should do a thing called Sexy Baby where we do baby voices, but we're a little bit flirty.
Come hither.
Don't say daddy's sport blood offensive. Think about our careers.
Right.
I just missed.
Jack!
What was you?
Jack! Let's go into France. Pack it in!
Daddy,
this is very.
So good. Oh. Pack. I did a little whoopsie.
Don't say daddy's sport blood offensive. Think about our careers.
The Nazis. This piss is white.
Alright, carry on.
Fucking
It could mean anything.
Oh, dear.
Just because it's very hydrated, so it's see through piss.
It looks like.
Hey! Can we stop now, please?
Little clown.
When I'm in the bath.
Oi!
It looks like. What are you doing?
Editing you out.
Why?
Calm down.
Have fun.
You get too. Get have fun.
Have some fun. I'll stamp my feet.
You've got somewhere to go to after this. I'll be back on the streets.
I love how Tom was instantly the one going, Chad, don't you do that voice. And I knew if I did it long enough, I'd be able to get him round.
Rain me in.
Yeah.
Right, so yeah, Jack's going to see.
Oh, fuck, I can't remember where we are.
Well, I'm going to Lens.
Lens.
Yeah, I'm going to Lens. Hello, everybody.
Say hello to Lynn for me.
I can have a fucking baguette.
Is that an impression of me?
Yeah.
Nah.
He's implying, Jack, that you're common as muck.
Ugly as fuck. And we're going all the way to the Euros with Jack, mate, and it's going to be a great time.
It's weird, because when we insult Will, he goes, don't do that. You're bringing the mood down. You're being really mardy.
Oh, come on, hey. If you're going to dish it, you got to take it,
son. You call me ugly as fuck.
Maybe I went too far.
Maybe you did. Next.
Sorry, Jack.
No, that's all right. I don't want your apology.
Actually, no, I'm not apologising. For some of the shit that I've had to part with.
Oh, what?
Called me a child molester last week.
Yeah, but if it's not Lylabus, it's all right.
If
it's not sandwiches, it's fine.
Right. Everyone.
That was great. Wait, what part of the show was that? Because it was a part of it when we did say that. Yeah, in the podcast. We'll listen to it on the way home.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
That'd be nice.
France. It's a wonderful country.
So in case Jack, you get anyone that's pissing you off over there,
yeah.
One of the locals, I think Will's going to teach you some words.
Yeah, I'm going to teach you some. You've got it in front of you. Get
Can
your
I
sheet
say
up.
The word to my baby voice?
No, the baby voice will end.
Okay.
That will be the end of that character.
Imbecile.
That's a girl. That's a young girl.
Stop
not a baby.
It,
it's not a baby.
Stop it.
He's grown up.
It's a young girl.
She's a big girl now.
But daddy, I'm a big girl now.
Can we just say woman?
Yeah. I was watching Summer High Tide last night.
How yeah. good is it?
Oh, it's so
Which
good.
One were you watching?
I watched the first three episodes.
So Mr. G.
You watched it before?
Ecstasy. She's a naughty girl with a bad habit.
What?
Bad habit for drugs.
I love that.
Come quickly, Grandma's been raped.
Oh, look at you with the... It's not even in it.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
You just lowered the tower.
There's a pedophile in the school. Come on.
Wow.
Don't. We're not role playing.
That is horrible.
Damn,
you're not even
horrible.
In a school.
Yeah.
That is a great bit.
So you've got three episodes to do then, haven't you?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Back to the segment.
Back to the segment, which is set in France. Jack, you'll be going out to see England, Wales, which is Bensie Lens. I'm going to Lens. So, Jack, you can get...
Oh, je me fous.
What's that mean?
I couldn't give a fuck.
Should we explain what we're doing before we start reading this?
Yeah, Tom, that's where I was going.
Je me mets.
I'm going to be teaching Jack from Jack, mate, some pretty offensive swear words. But you can join in, guys. So, what's your basic? Yeah, shit. What do you think that is?
Merde.
No, merde.
Merde.
No, it's just like one syllable.
So, can you use it in a sentence?
Yeah, I can.
Go on.
Oh, you piece of merde.
Oh, Will, you look like merde.
No, you're doing it wrong. You get one syllable.
Will, do you want a poutine?
What's that mean, Tom?
Fuck.
Poutine is a Canadian dish, I think. That's
no, it's a Jamaican dish, and it's like banana.
Oh, is it? Dégage. Yeah.
It's plantain.
Dégage.
What's that mean, Tom?
Piss off.
Jack, do you think any of these are useful so far? What do you like on you? You've got a big list in front of you there.
Le vache.
Why is... So this is a list of...
Canard.
This is a list of French swear words that you found online.
Yeah.
In what realm is you are annoying me a swear word?
Because you could be at the game and someone in front of you could be standing up all the time and you go, where is it?
Tumufagiza.
Yeah, there you go. And then you sit down.
Tumufagiza.
No, you're going Italian there. You're going mafia Italian.
What's French? Tumufagiza.
Yeah.
I don't know if that game is
that. You've got to be a bit more softer with your voice. That's nice, Tom.
You're a bastard. You are a bastard.
Tom.
That's what it says.
You are a bastard.
What about conassi?
What's that one?
Cunt.
Well, yeah. Cunt?
Yeah.
When would you use that?
At the game.
Oh, Wales have scored.
Oh, canasse, Bale. Canasse.
Yeah.
Tesrin Clon Petit Connard.
Nice, Tom.
You really are an arsehole. Well, what I think is interesting there is petit means small. So I'm guessing that means you are a small... It translates as you are a small hole.
How do you pronounce a C with a little tail on the end? Is that a...
I know where you're
it's
going.
It's a cat.
I'm going to go for...
It's a cat.
Schlinger.
It's a cat. C with a little tail on the end. I'm fucking going to go. Ray people, give me a call.
Kashlinga.
Kashlinga.
That stinks.
I think it's more kapu.
Huh?
That smells bad.
Kapu?
No, kapu.
I'm the one above that. Kashlinga.
No, but I'm saying kapu.
I'm back.
You alright? Where'd you go? Don't even notice you're gone.
Just some.
Did you see Taylor Swift out there?
Yeah.
Bring her in.
Oh, how was it?
Taylor.
Oh my god. Hi guys. Okay. National superstar Taylor Swift.
Oh my god. Sorry, Taylor.
I'm a little bit upset.
Sorry, Taylor.
Can you guess why?
Yeah. Alright, Taylor. Can we get a word in?
Go.
Why are you upset?
Me and Calv, we're over.
Why?
I just couldn't do it anymore. Just couldn't put up with this shitty, bangy, bangy music.
What?
You're part of that.
Yeah.
I'm not part of that.
You are. You're part of the problem.
No, I'm part of the cure.
How many male celebrities have you been with?
How long is a piece of string that I tie them up with before I fuck one?
Is that what you do?
I do.
Who do you think is going to win
allegedly.
The Euros?
Allegedly. Huh?
Who do you think is going to win the Euros?
Probably Messi.
Good shout.
Not Tim Howard? Gonna get Messi, huh?
Not Tim Howard?
Not yet. I don't know what that means.
Tim Howard's going back to America, actually.
Yeah.
Cool story, what?
Salope.
Salope? Que salode! What a bastard!
I find that offensive. Bye.
Slut.
Let's... Right, I'll...
Slut.
I'll say the English, we'll go for a quick run through, and then you do your best French. We'll do it alternative.
Right.
Starting from the top. Tom, have you got your sheet?
Yes.
Let's help Jack, because he's going to France.
I know he's going to France, with a bunch of English-speaking gentlemen.
Jack.
Yeah.
But you might have to deal with French people, mightn't he, Tom?
Probably
yes,
not.
If he goes to a French casino.
Thank you.
I'm ignorant. I'm going to go over there and be pissed.
You are very ignorant.
I'm going to go...
Take ignorant.
They're going to go, Macarena, me or somewhere there. And then I'm going to go...
Macarena.
I'm going to go, you what?
And then you're going to go, where?
I don't do France.
Shit.
Oh, shit.
No, shit.
Oh, I'm doing it in the French way.
Merde.
Shit.
Merde.
Fuck.
Putain.
Fuck you.
Va te faire foutre.
Go fuck yourself.
Val te faire acculé.
Wanker.
Parlier.
Son of a bitch.
Fils de pute.
Cretin.
Cretin.
Fool.
Imbécile.
You ain't got the balls.
Tias pas de culé.
Asshole.
Connard.
Bitch slash slut.
Salope.
Cunt.
Connasse.
Inbred.
Ellen de Genele.
You're pissing me off.
Tu me gonfles.
You're annoying me.
Tu me fatigues.
Piss off.
Dégage.
I don't care.
J'aime en fiche.
I don't give a shit.
J'aime en fou.
I couldn't give a fuck.
Will got ex me?
I couldn't give a flying fuck.
Shari plants.
I'm fed up.
Will got flaky skin.
I'm really fed up.
Oh, Will really stinky.
I'm so fucking fed up.
Will is the ugliest man.
You're a bastard.
Get off her, Will. She said no.
Next.
That stinks.
Will's a cunt.
There we go. And that's how you French.
Okay, I feel like I've completed France.
I feel a little bit more intelligent now.
Yeah.
Woo!
So, this hat, I foster the people, call it what you want, but don't call it merde.
Presents Sarah Love and My Stiggy. Yeah, yeah, what's going on, mother lovers? I go by the name of Myers Diggy. I'm here with my homegirl, Sarah Lover, and we're here to remind you to tune into the hip-hop show here on FUBAR Radio each and every Monday from 4. We have a whole bunch of guests come through. We've also got a special open mic.
If you want your beats featured on the open mic, hit us up. Or if you want to rap on the open mic, get in touch. That's hiphop@foodbarradio.com. Recent shows, we've had Don Cheadle, Raekwon of Wu-Tang Clan, foodbarradio.com/hiphop.
Every Monday,
Sarah Love and My Sticky
from 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
That was good, wasn't it?
Yep.
What was it? Call it what you want.
Foster the People. Wonder what they're doing now.
Festies.
Aye.
Festivals, I think.
Couple of festies.
Couple of low AM festies.
What you got for me?
Now it's the time of the show. The part of the time of the show where myself and Nozza are going to step into Roy Hodgson's old boots.
Well, I caught wind of this.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You going to get involved?
Well, you know me. I like to deliver passion.
Sadly. Yeah, Carol.
Well, I think everything you've said today has been negative.
Will!
Yeah, I know.
I know we like to have a joke, Tom, but it just gets a bit too far and it reflects badly on yourself.
It does a little bit.
No, what are you joining in?
It does a bit.
God, you got a stink.
Is this what it's going to be like all weekend?
Yeah.
Doing the Chinese burn thing?
No, it's not Chinese burns, mate. It's racist.
You want to apologise for what you just said?
For what I just said?
Jack?
He's an immature little fucker sometimes.
Oh, here
right.
We are.
Will, let's continue. Just me are. And you. Just me and you.
You guys do the segment.
Just me, you and the headliners. Come on.
Roy Hodgson's got a big job on his hands this year, hasn't he?
Big job.
And it might get to the stage. We don't think it's going to get there, but it might get to the final.
Yeah.
Might be 1-0 down.
2-0.
2-0 down. Might be playing the Germans.
3-0 down.
Imagine if he was 3-0 down at half time.
Like it says on the sheet.
Imagine if he was 3-0 down.
Could be 1-2-3-0 down at half time.
Yeah, let's go with 3.
And you need 4 goals in the second half.
Yeah.
You've got your talent there, but how are you going to get the best out of it?
Well, you have to give a really... You have to stand up and be counted for the manager that you are. You have to do the job that the FA employed you to do. You need to be a hero amongst men, which I don't think Roy Hodgson is. But if he was, what would he say, Will? Give me a little example of something he would say. You stood in that dressing room. There's players around you looking at you, needing some inspiration. And you step out and you say thus.
If you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of a pitch and toss, and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and swine to swerve your turn along after they've gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor less the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men can count with you but none too much, if you can fill the oven forgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distant run, yours is the earth and everything that is in it, and which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
That was fucking...
Now go out there and fucking stick it to him!
That was fucking beautiful. That was fucking beautiful. Did you write that yourself?
Yeah.
That is phenomenal. And literally, 15 minutes before the show started, you didn't have one.
It's mad. It is mad.
What? Can you pass me one of those cakes, Mr. Kipling?
You're an utter wordsmith.
So sweet, that, right?
Yeah.
I have got to give it to you. That is... I mean, I'm still feeling emotional.
What have you got? But I've set the benchmark there. That, for me... Probably won't get any better. If you're listening to the Jack and Mate Show in a couple of weeks, you ain't going to get better than that from me. So, Jack, Tom, I want to hear your...
Plagiarism.
Right, let's start with Tom.
Let's start with you.
Rock, paper, scissors to see who starts.
Sure,
on three.
One, two, three. Oh, sorry.
On three.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Oh, for love of...
Right.
Some countries, paper wins, because it's really a...
It's a really strong material in China. Tense.
Tom, do you want to steady yourself?
Aye.
Are you gonna go Northern?
I'm not gonna do a stupid accent like you did.
So let's reset
the
scene.
What are you doing? What, everything to dick? You've been really weird, man.
You did American.
Let's reset the scene.
Everything's being a dick.
Let's reset the scene. Guys, let's reset the scene. It's half time at Euros. England are 3-0 down. The players have drudged back in to the tunnel. They're in the changing room. Roy Hodgson comes out and he says this.
Yes, we're 3-0 down. Yes,
I may look like your goddamn auntie, but I'm not. I'm your ruddy bloody manager. And you? You're my team. You're England's team. You have been picked from all the players in the land. It only takes a second to score a goal, so we only need 4 seconds to win this bloody game. And James, Jamesy Milner, I need more from you, son. You're running around like a headless hen. And Mr. Rooney, I brought you here to bang balls into that goal, but at the moment you're only just banging my balls out of shape. I thought long and hard about this. Someone should have brought here along with me all the time, but I didn't bring him along. Don't tell the FA, this is against the rules. I got him on the phone now. Listen. Come on, lads! Go get him! Do it! Do it! Did I do good, Roy? Yes, Noble. You did great, my boy. Now go out there and play your fucking hearts out. And fuck Ranieri, hot dogs and pizzas. I'll buy you all a bloody carver if we pull this off. Come on, lads! Do it for us!
That is phenomenal. Phenomenal work. Phenomenal work.
A carvery.
Phenomenal work. I like that. I like the little Noble dig as well.
Yeah, always had a little dig in there.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
That's how my mother raised me.
Oh, God. Oh. You would have been a great Chilean miner with all those digs. Right, so I don't know if I can top those. They're very good. Mine's a bit long-winded as well. I might have to cut a bit out.
Do it.
Or just do it a bit quickly.
Let's reset.
Let's have a reset.
Don't do it fast. Do.
Jack, it's Germany 3, England 0.
I'm aware.
You're Roy Hodgson.
Mm.
You've got 16, 17 boys in front of your men. How are you going to inspire them to a second half win? Begin.
Right, where to start? Where to fucking start? What about you, Rooney? You've not turned up yet. You need to sort your head out. You need to, and I don't mean get another fucking hair transplant. You may be 3-0 down at halftime in the Euro final against Germany, but you can come back and win this. Fairy tales do happen, and we know they do. I mean, Wayne's got 2 kids, so take inspiration from that. He's had sex with an actual woman. That's mental. Let me tell you, sorry lot, a story, and I want you all to listen. Except you, James Milner. You just carry on doing your little colouring book or whatever you're doing. Miracles do happen. Here's my friend Nozza. Say hello, Nozza.
Hello.
Looks like a stumpy little boy, not too athletic, probably couldn't kick a ball 10 yards. Correct? Incorrect. In one match alone for Melbourne Youth, this man right here scored 640 goals. That is mental. This is my friend Will Brazier. Brazier, come in.
Hello, everyone.
You once had a dream, didn't you?
Yes.
And that dream was the impossible dream, so you thought.
It was.
He dreamt that his eczema would clear up, and it did. But more than that, he used to spend day after day, after week, after month, lying at home, pining after the attention of his favourite YouTuber, Jackmate. And fast forward 24 years and look where his fucking life is now. He's staying a weekend round the house of that man that he longed after. Impossible can happen. So let's sum this up. Joe Hart, rise big, rise tall. Be head and shoulders above the rest, I guess you could say. Wayne Rooney, just because you're ranked doesn't mean you can't score. James Milner, continue with the colouring, yeah? Prick. Jack Wilshere, stop offering Will a fag, he's cutting down. Harry Kane, nobody understands a fucking word you say, but just score a goal.
Fuck off, Jack.
England, you are England. Fuck Germany. We've got 2 World Wars, 1 World Cup. Let's go get the Euro Cup too, or whatever. Let's win the Euros.
Yeah!
Did we win?
Did we win?
Did we win? Did we win the match?
I can tell you right now, we went back out, we fought hard, and the game finished Germany 3, England 0. It was a very boring second half. Not a lot happened.
The players got a bit too emotional.
Yeah, Chris Smalling just crying.
Of course we didn't! We won!
Yay!
Don't know.
What is this?
Brothers with a big time tools. Can't hide, caught offside. Down with the heart and the pride. I know you got soul, I know you can eat my goal. Stuff be a grind true, I've been told. In the nick of time, pick a time, pick a fine rhyme, sick of mine. Giving up the possibility to resign. Making out I know something you don't. Making out you cope with a joke, but you won't. I've been too mean, I've been too smooth for the rough.
plain bemused.
Say ho!
That song?
It's not on your sheet. That was Eat My Goal by Collapsed Lung. Classic. You ever play LMA Manager? Football Manager Simulation that was on the PlayStation a couple of years ago.
No, was it good?
Really good.
Why did that not become a thing then?
Because it was like a console based game and they couldn't cram enough information in it for the ever forgiving audience. Unforgiving audience, I should say.
You remember David O'Leary had a management game?
For
Nintendo DS.
Something like that.
Game Boy or something.
Chris Kamara had a PS1 game.
Did he?
Chris Kamara's Street Football or something.
Did Chris Kamara's Street Football.
Mm. You alright, mate?
That little cry.
That's alright, mate?
That's right.
Where are we going now? What avenue are we going down?
We are going.
Is it Electric Avenue?
For the listeners who have been listening the last few weeks, we've been teaching Will some life lessons. We think. We both like you, Will. Even though I've been digging you out and you're a bit oversensitive sometimes. That's
yeah,
it's fine.
Like you
that's
give it, but then you
fine.
Can't take it.
Oh,
which
I, can,
is some,
oh I can take
you
it.
You can't
sir.
Take it out.
Oh, I can, mate.
Like a pizza delivery man. Gives it, but can't take it. Because if he takes it back, he'll lose his job for not giving the person that ordered the pizza the food.
And most of the time, they've already paid by direct debit, so.
Mm. Yep.
You alright, Tom?
Yeah. Exactly.
Cool.
Oh, let's hear you swallow more, Will.
It's a big mug. I can't get my lips around it. I can't get enough purchase with me.
I think it added a lot to the joke. It was almost like, you know, when you do a joke and it's shit and the tumbleweed goes by.
Almost like it was shit.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is where we're going to teach you a little lesson, Will.
What about?
Well, we've got two scenarios to play out with you.
Yeah.
Which we're trying to, you know, keep you on the ball. And it's football related. You'd be glad to hear.
Yeah.
So here's the scenario, okay?
Yeah.
So you're 1-0 down. You're in the final.
Okay.
For England. You're 1-0 down. And then you're defending at the time. And you take a play. You do a 50-50 challenge on the player. Who's running into the goal.
I'm going to get you.
50-50 challenge on the player.
Ref!
Now I'm the referee.
Ref!
Yes, I saw it. I'm going to deal with it now. Can you come here, please, number two?
Yeah, sorry, ref.
He had his studs up.
Number two, can you come here, please?
Yeah, I'm coming to you.
He's hit me in the knee.
I didn't touch you.
I know you didn't, but I'm going to fucking tell the ref you did.
No. What? Did you hear that?
I can't. He's different language.
Why are you wearing headphones?
Why do you know why I'm can you stop shouting at me, please?
Sorry.
I know you were trying to be in this game, but... Is that descent?
Why are you from the 1940s?
Why give me a dirty look?
Ref, can I just interject?
Yes, you can, sir.
Oh, he said, he just whispered in my ear that my mother's a filthy whore.
What?
Did not say
How
that.
How do you know his mother?
I don't know his mother. Never met him till today. I literally just went for the ball.
My knee is hurting so much.
That's a yellow card for that, sir.
Oh, that's unnecessary.
What?
Wait, ref, a yellow.
You literally...
A yellow.
Yeah.
Ref, fuck so, off, you prick, you wanker.
He's right. That's a red card.
For me?
Yes, for you.
It's just...
You're a fucking wanker, ref, but I like it.
You're right. He's right. I've done some wrongs.
You have done some wrongs. Why am I off the pitch?
Why? Let me,
What are you getting? What? Don't touch me.
Can I just say, I'm going to fucking stab you after this.
Well, we don't need a referee. We need the police down here.
Can you hear that?
I think it's fair.
What's fair?
I award a goal to this team.
You can't do that!
Yes!
To Tunisia.
Yes.
He's Tunisian.
Yes.
Yeah, well...
And you're off.
Maybe you should Tunisian. You're heading to the game.
You're off.
Now I'm going to be back in my normal character. Yeah. You're far too angry there, Will.
Yeah. Okay.
If you were just went, okay, carry on with the game, then we'd be fine.
What you've just done there, Tom, the laws of the land of football have been in play for probably over 150 years. What you've done is just spunked on them.
I don't think I spunked
on
them.
No, I think the referee is well within his rights.
Yes.
Goal?
I'm the boss on that pitch.
Yeah?
And you're just on that's on there, and you should be... respecting me, the boss, and you're not.
No, but what you've got to do at the end of the day is show all the players equal respect.
Shall we show him how you should have done
that? Yeah, you do that.
So Jack, you're going to be the player that commits the foul.
Yeah, right, okay.
I'll be the referee again.
Right.
Okay, so there's a foul. Come here, number two.
Ref, sorry about that.
Thank you, I appreciate the apology.
That's okay, I did have my studs up.
He did! He's fucking took a chunk out of me!
Sorry, can you be quiet?
No, you fucking be quiet.
Whoa. Yellow card.
Ref, I wouldn't...
What? Adolf Hitler's joint!
It's a yellow card.
Oh, sorry.
You called me hit? Alright.
Oh, God.
Do the walk.
Oh.
For you, don't do the challenges like that again. Thanks for telling me about it, though.
Ref, can I have my yellow card rescinded?
You didn't get a yellow card.
But can you give me one just to take it away?
No.
Okay.
But thank you for the idea. See you later. I might be able to give you one of the linesman's flags after the game. Just to wave around on the bus home.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
I got a taxi.
Thank you.
Next scenario?
The next scenario is football. If you go, I imagine you go to some things in London. You haven't got many friends in London. It's not a dig.
No, that's true, Will. You've
moved from Birmingham.
Met them.
You haven't got friends.
That social worker was not a friend. Yeah. But you've moved here.
She is to me.
You moved here. You like your football.
I know.
So you probably want to go to a few games here.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah?
How come your friends always bring all of their clothes when they come, but in bin bags? And keep asking you how much you want in weight. Right, go on.
So... You're going to go to a football match by yourself, but that's also a brilliant opportunity to make friends with someone. You can sit someone who's shared interests with you, like football. So this scenario, you've gone to a match by yourself, you can sit next to this guy here.
Right, me. Do you want to come around here?
I'm just a normal guy.
No, you can just do it from... Okay, there, you can sit next to each other.
Right, I'm going to pull up a chair here.
So you can sit next to each other at the
Excuse
football
me.
Match.
Sorry, thank you.
So
Sorry.
Will, you want to introduce, you want to introduce yourself to him? Right. And then you can make friends.
Come on, England!
Oh, I'm an England fan, aren't I, mate?
Are you actually? Yeah. Right, yeah, well, no, I don't want to shake hands because you stink a little bit, but.
That's fine, I do smell.
What part of England are you from?
I'm from the Midlands.
Specifically, what part?
Bromsgrove.
God!
What?
Oh, how much heroin you done today?
None.
You love burning spoons down there, don't you? Alright, let's watch the fucking game. Oi, pass me that hot dog. I'm going to just lean all over you there, mate.
That's fine.
So I've got sweaty arms because I've been working today. Oh, God.
You smell as well, so we've got one thing in common.
Oh, yeah, it's because I've been around your mother's, mate. Right.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Who's your favourite England player?
Harry Kane for me.
Come on, England!
Passion!
Did I show it in your face there?
No, it was fine. Passion.
Yeah. Oh God, I want a drink. Is this what you holding there?
A pint of cider.
Oh, I saw that.
I'm
only gonna have a sip, you stinky bastard.
That's fine.
I've got a little bit left that you can have in your fucking face.
Oh,
it's only banter. Four lines on a shirt.
I literally can't see the game.
Yeah, well, fucking chill out, mate.
I am chilled. Life, will you just show me a bit of respect? Because I bought a ticket the same price as you, sir. Thank you!
Well, I actually got my ticket free because I shouted out an app online.
Yeah. And that's true. End scene.
Okay, so you see that kind of got a bit out of hand and strange?
Yeah.
We're going to... Jack, come back around here.
You, Jack. I can see there's a vein in your head that's, throbbing. You need to chill the fuck out.
Come around here, Jack.
All right? I don't know where you're role-playing, but you do actually stink.
All right, so...
I do!
I'm going to sit down next to Jack at a football match.
Okay.
And we're going to say how that could have played out.
Yeah.
Alright, so
So I'm how you should be, Will.
Yeah, no, I'm right. How you should be.
Right. Oh, okay, right. And I'm the person, yeah?
Yeah, you're the same person.
Right. Excuse me, mate. I'm just going to sit here. This is my seat, all right?
Oh, it's good view from here, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it's fucking quality. What part of England are you from?
Oh, I'm just from Cambridgeshire.
Oh, lovely place. Lovely place.
Yeah, it's quite nice. Where are you from?
My grand. I'm from Norwich.
See, we'll ask them questions back. It's not all about you.
Get to know them.
Okay, that's all fine. Right. But I was doing that.
No, you wasn't, though.
I wasn't. Oh, no, no, I
knew
what I was doing.
Oh, mate, I'm absolutely parched. Is that your drink in your hand?
I actually have another drink behind me if you want it.
Oh, do you actually? Yeah. You fucking
there
legend. You pass it here. Cheers, mate.
Have all of it. There you drink up.
Cheers. Oh, this
here's to football.
You are a legend.
Thank
absolute
you, sir.
Legend.
Do you want a hot dog? I'm going to see if I get a few hot dogs if you want.
Yeah, sure. Oh, why not join in chanting with me? Free lines on the shirt. Should we go out after this?
I think I would love that.
Let's go to Middleton's.
I mean, where?
Middleton's.
That sounds good to me.
Little steakhouse, lovely.
Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. See, look, straight into friendship. There you go.
That's how you should have done it. That's how you should have done it.
I know, but I'm still learning, and I do appreciate the effort, guys.
Who's your best friend, Will?
What, apart from you two?
Oh, no, seriously.
I have my friend Nick.
Your friend Nick?
Never heard of him.
He should be in Australia.
Oh,
he's actually flying home now.
Good friend,
though.
Yeah.
Is he the one that was a bit messy on the Snapchat?
Yes, it was.
There you go. See, I remember Will. I remember these things. That's another thing about friendship. Remember things.
Song 2, Blur.
Interrupting here. Cool. Listen to that.
You never...
Song 2.
And now we have...
Ed Nicholson on the phone. Ed, are you there?
Good afternoon. Yes, I am.
Welcome.
Hello, mate. Welcome to the Jackmate Show. How are you?
It's great to be here. No, I'm very well. I'm looking forward to talking about Euro 2016.
Lovely stuff. Lovely stuff. So, I'm going to go straight in. I've been given a sheet by my lovely producer, and on that sheet, it says that England fans are the most passionate at Euro 2016.
Yeah, well, we did a survey with Gallup. We commissioned it, and 4,500 people were asked various questions, and we did it across the whole of Europe. So Unibet is a betting company across Europe, one of the biggest in Europe. So we asked Swedish, Danish, we asked English, we asked Northern Irish, we asked Welsh, we asked even Scottish supporters about their likes and their dislikes. And of all the countries in Europe, it's England fans came out as being the most passionate. 31% of those asked said that they felt that the England fans were most passionate, not just amongst England fans, but amongst the other fans as well.
Lovely stuff. Who can you tell us, according to the Unibet poll, who came bottom?
Well, there, amongst the teams, I think it was the ones we looked at. I think it was Denmark. There were lots of European countries, and Denmark was the one that came towards the bottom. Obviously, they haven't They haven't got a great record in these championships in the past, and obviously they're not there this year. So that's probably why.
Fair play, fair play. And of all the... Because am I correct in thinking that Unibet, you've done a lot of different polls from across the tournament. Is that right? Not just the passionate one.
Well, no, we asked lots of people who they thought they were going to win, and even English fans think Germany is going to win, believe it or not. Yeah. So, one in four England fans actually think Germany is going to win.
Really?
It's surprising. But also, the very surprising thing I thought, which is against a lot of stereotypes, I think betting is now becoming, and football is becoming much more international and European, if you like. People don't just support their own teams because they see the foreign players in their sides, whether it's in Scotland, Ireland, or England, or wherever.
Yeah.
And so the fans have got a much better understanding of teams. And it's funny because Scottish fans, well, the people that we polled in Scotland, 12% said they wanted England to win, which is against every stereotype you can possibly think of. But England were the biggest percentage of for any other team to win the Euros by those from Scotland, which I thought was incredible.
That's crazy.
I was really shocked by that. But I was thinking, do you think that's got anything to do with Northern Ireland being in there? Do you think perhaps when you put Northern Ireland up against England, Scottish people are going to go for England? I don't know if that's a thing.
They had all the other teams to choose as well. I mean, they could have chosen France, Germany, Spain. You would have thought they would have gone for. But the Scottish people, they love their football. And in fact, of every single nation that we saw, 9% of Scottish players, Scottish people surveyed said that they would be watching at least 5 hours a week of football, which is amazing. Ooh. Given that they're not even in the championships. And they were the highest percentage of any of the home nations, as it were.
That's
spending
crazy.
Time watching 5 hours worth of football. It was incredible. They just love their football up there, and they understand, you know, the game, not just in terms of, you know, that Scotland aren't there, but they understand there's some great players and great teams taking part. They just wish they were there, I suppose. It's a bit unfortunate they're not. It would have been great if they could have been there as well.
Yeah, it would.
Ed, in the survey, it says everyone expects England to be the biggest disappointment in the tournament. Is this just something that, as England fans, we've come to expect, or was that different fans from across Europe?
No, every set of European fans said that they thought England would be the biggest disappointment.
Oh, that's nice.
Even the English fans. So 25% of English fans think we were going to be the biggest disappointment. And that reflected in the betting as well. If you look at the way that we price up these things, where we're going to be eliminated, how far we're going to get, the favourite is to get the last 16. So we're 2-1 to be England to be the last 16. You can get 3-1 for the quarterfinals. You get 5-1 the semi-finals. And you can get to win it at 9-1. Get to the final and lose, you can get 10-1. So, I mean, the favourite is just to get to the last 16. We think we get out of the group stage. It's 7-1 that we get eliminated in the group stage, which is unthinkable. Three teams go through. We can't get eliminated in the group stage, surely. But that's 7-1.
Ed, how come England are actually... It's more likely that we're going to get to the final and then win than to get to the final and lose?
I think it's all to do with the way that with the team we might play have to play going forward in the round. So obviously our odds compilers have looked at the likelihood of us beating certain teams, and it's viewed that if we do get to the final, we probably would have beaten one or two of the big teams on the way there anyway.
Oh, okay, fair play, fair play.
Ed, I've got an eye. I think England are going to get to the quarters but lose on penalties.
That's very interesting. Very interesting indeed. We're actually only 5-1 to win any sort of penalty shootout.
Yeah,
We're 6-1 to be eliminated in the group stage, as I said, and lose the last 16 match by a penalty shootout. Well, that's 10-1, and it's 18-1 to lose the quarterfinal match by a penalty shootout. That's a big price.
That's nice.
18-1.
That's not bad.
That's worth a bet. I think we're actually 11-4 to, you know, 3-1, as I said, to make the quarterfinals stage. Ooh. So you could bet on both those two, but to actually win it. We're still very high up in the ranking. I wouldn't have thought we would be this high up, but we're still, after some very shocking performances of late, we're 9-1 fourth favourites to win it. France are 3-1 favourites with Unibet. Germany second favourites are 4-1. They've been very, very strongly backed, Germany. Although we beat them, everyone seems to think that you can just forget about that form. Germany are 4-1 second favourites. And then Spain, you know, they were brilliant, weren't they, a number of years ago. They're third favourites at 6-1. So we're the top four. And then it's a bit of a gap to Belgium, Italy and Portugal.
Ed, with your insider knowledge, what would be your bet? What's your heart telling you?
Well, I think we'd probably make it out of the group, and I think we'd probably go out on a penalty shootout. So I'd be looking for us to be eliminated by a penalty shootout 5-1. Hopefully, from everyone's point of view, that's as far as it can possibly go. So maybe at the semi-final stage, I don't think we're good enough to win it. I think we could. Well, I think we could make the quarter-finals or the semi-finals. I'm a little bit worried about the defence. The forwards such as Harry Kane, Jamie Vardy have looked brilliant until the last game. And everyone's forgetting Wayne Rooney. Wayne Rooney is an awesome goal scorer for England, and he takes the penalties. We're offering odds at Unibet on top goal scorer for England. And Wayne Rooney is 5-1 to score the most goals for England. Now, I think that's a cracking bet. If I was going to have one bet, that would be it. Wayne Rooney is the top England goal scorer because he takes penalties, and he will be, although he's playing maybe a little bit back from the likes of Kane and Vardy, he's done it before. So 5-1 Wayne Rooney. Marcus Rashford, everyone's been talking about him. He's 11-1 to be England top goal scorer.
No.
Harry Kane is 2-1 favourite. Jamie Vardy is 5-1.
Oh, Vardy's not a bad shout. I mean, Rooney's not. He's only scored one goal in a major tournament. Is that correct? No, or is that in a World Cup?
World Cup.
Do you know how many he's scored in Euros, Will?
He had that one in 2004.
Did he score a hat trick against Switzerland, or am I making that up?
I think he was one of the top goal scorers in past Euro Championships.
Oh,
just
really?
The World Cup where he's failed.
Just the World Cup. Fair play. What? This is a question kind of away from the Euros in a way. What? How do you guys come up with the odds for things? So, say for example, you guys at Unibet randomly saw an influx of say thousands of people betting on something crazy like Denmark to win the tournament. Would that then change your odds, or would your odds stay the same?
I mean, the way it begins, it's all about supply and demand. At the end. But
right.
To begin with, we obviously look at teams' rankings, you look at the form, you look at goal supremacy, you look at total goals, and then from that you can draw retrospective positions with other teams.
Right.
And then you offer odds. So, I mean, basically, roughly, the prices are equal to the rankings, the world rankings.
Okay.
Then on top of that, once you offer the odds, then things such as players get injured, key players. I mean, if Ronaldo went out of Portugal, that their price would, you go out by 4 or 6 points.
Yeah.
Because he's so influential.
Right.
But then once you offer the prices, it's then supply and demand.
Okay.
If people come on and back it, you shorten those odds, you lengthen the other odds, because you don't want to have a liability on just one team. So if everyone came in and backed England, as used to happen many, many years ago, not now that we're, internet has made the betting world a global phenomenon. So you don't just get bets for England, you get bets for everybody. But in the past, England was always well backed because they were our biggest liability.
Right.
But nowadays, you don't get that. So if everyone did come in for England, they wouldn't start 9-1. They'll start 7-1, 6-1, and their price would keep on going down as they kept on winning.
Right.
So that's the way it works. I mean, those of you who remember Leicester winning at 5,000-1, not too far away, their odds kept on coming down because obviously the nearer it got to the finishing line, they were still clear.
Yeah.
And there were some liabilities, and believe me, there are some firms that paid out a lot. We had 4 or 5 people that backed the team at odds between 2,500 and 6-4. We didn't believe it was going to happen, but they did. And incidentally, we are offering another 5,000-1 shot for this tournament.
Ooh.
If anyone's interested.
What have you got for us, Ed?
Well, it's the 50th anniversary of England winning the World Cup. So we thought, well, 5,000-1, let's do this. 5,000-1 that England beat Germany in the final by 4-2. 5,000-1.
You're tempting me there, Ed.
Is there a sneaky outsider that you think of Slovakia?
I think that's a huge price of 5,000-1. I'm not just saying this because I'm on the radio. We have seen a few tenors and fivers bet on that already. In fact, we've got well over a £1 million liability on that already.
Fucking hell.
Who came up with that idea? That job would be on the line.
Yeah.
Well, it was me.
That sounds a good point.
Lovely stuff.
What about the home nations, Ed? What are prices have got to all the way?
Yeah, Wales are the biggest outsiders at 80-1.
Are they? Over Northern Ireland?
I do tell a lie. Wales are 80-1. Northern Ireland are 500-1.
Right.
The biggest price available is Albania at 600-1. So Northern Ireland are second highest at 500-1. Republic of Ireland are about 100-1, and Wales are 80-1.
Well, Slovakia.
Slovakia. You got a bit of a fancy for Slovakia?
Well, beating Germany the other day 3-1. That was a bit of
They got Hamsik.
Yeah, they got Hamsik.
150-1.
Chicken love.
Oh,
lovely. Fancy stuff. A slice of that?
Well, Germany didn't put out a weak team against them. There wasn't that weak, and Slovakia beat them 3-1. So that's my
choice. Although, do you remember Greece all those years ago when they won? They won at very, very big odds. They were a complete outsider to win.
Yes.
And it's a funny tournament, this. Can you remember when Denmark got pulled off the beach because they took a team's place because of a ban? And they went on to win it. I mean, there's plenty of teams that can win at big prices.
Yeah.
But this year's tournament, there are 64% more games than there's ever been at a Euro Championship. There are more teams.
Really?
There's more chance of winning. Yep. There are lots more games, and you're going to be. Yeah. I think you're going to be absolutely watching every single minute of these games. It's going to be fascinating, especially being able to get off to a winning start against Russia.
Lovely stuff
on the 11th.
Let's have it. Let's have it, England. Well, I just want to say massive thanks for coming on the show, Ed.
And no, I've enjoyed it. Anytime.
We're all going to head off to Unibet and slap our bets on after this.
Slovakia, England going out quarters, and
I'm going to do the 4-2 final.
I'm going to do it.
I'll
tell you what, if the 4-2 comes up, I'll come and present a trophy to you at Wembley.
Oh, lovely stuff.
Thank you, Ed.
Thank you so much, mate.
Cheers,
mate.
Have a good
evening.
See you, mate. Bye-bye.
5,000 to 1.
Yeah.
We're
in the money.
That was Ed Nicholson, head of PR at Unibet.
Yeah,
so,
it was. A lovely man as well.
Yeah, lovely.
If that bet
very
came
informative.
In.
Informative.
A lot of facts.
Yeah.
If that bet came in,
yeah,
he wouldn't lose his job because that's just part of the game.
That'd be good PR for them as well.
Yeah, and all the people would lose their other bets beforehand.
Exactly.
But yeah.
It's a hell of a bet. Hell of a bet. Anyway, let's go to the next tune. And I think it's Kasabian with a little bit of Lost Souls Forever.
I'm on it, get on it. The chips are on fire. You know I need it much closer. I'm trading just a little. My step on it, electronic. The chips are on fire. I'm much deeper. I sleep out. I'm waiting for the final trip. Come on in, get on it. I'm calving through a let up on my needed life potions. These drugs are just an hour away. Come on in, electronic. I polyphonic roster to the mortars. I'm fire, messiah body animals. I'm trading just a little. I'm one step on it, electronic. The chips are on fire. I'm much deeper, a sleeper, messiah body animals.
Kasabian with LSF.
Lost Souls Forever.
I call it LSF because I'm really into Kasabian. I'm not. for this band, Mufasa Mufasa, you know, you've heard of them. They wanted to play Club Foot, and that's the bass line of that. I was like, sorry, guys.
What is it?
It's like...
That's quite a complex one.
It's quite complex, yes.
Is it the bass line so complex?
Jack is having a tinkle currently, that's why he's not here.
I really need a tinkle.
Yeah, yeah. Should we talk about tinkles for a while?
Yeah.
Will that help?
No.
Got any, like, waterfall sound effect?
Honestly, I really need a toilet.
Why didn't you go to the toilet then, sir?
It just came upon me.
That was nice, though. Where are you going to go with your betting after speaking to Ed from UniBet?
I do think, as I said, Slovakia are going to do surprisingly well.
Quarters?
I think semis.
Semis? They're your Leicester City.
I think they're going to go semis. England will be out in the quarters to penalties.
Yeah.
Harry Kane will probably miss the... Actually, no, Wilshere will miss the deciding penalty.
Yeah?
Very specific bets.
But you've got to go specific because that's where the big money is.
I know! I've lost a lot of money thinking like that.
Here he returns.
Oh, here he is. The pisser. The stinky piss boy. No?
Can you talk about yourself? Can you talk about yourselves?
No!
I'm joking!
You're not joking.
I know, really do need a bit.
You've got a segment you've created here, Will.
Oh, I wish I had.
Basically, this week, Will said to me and Jack, you know what, boys? You've been working very hard these last few weeks. I'm going to look after this show. If the show doesn't do well, blame it on me. You can put the blame on me. And this time, Will's come up with this great segment called Who Am I?
Yes.
So, Will, explain what it is.
These are footballers, and I'm going to give you clues. They get, I'll give you one, you see if you can guess the player, and I'll just keep reeling out different facts about this player until you get him.
Can you do it in their voice?
No.
Okay.
That's fine. Shall we begin with the first one?
If you can do it in their voice.
No, I can't. I was born...
Oh, what on?
Oh, I know it.
Go on.
Wayne Hennessy, Wales keeper.
No.
He was born, though.
These could be ex-England internationals.
Oh, so all England-based.
They're all England-based.
Gary Lineker.
No, stop, Jack.
Right.
I was born on the 2nd of March,
Gaza,
1973.
Gaza.
No, you can have one guess per thing.
Okay, so you're out.
Right.
You're out, that's it.
Oh, no, give me another chance.
No, joking. One guess per clue. Stop it.
Give me another chance, go on. 1973.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was born in Dulwich in England.
Oh.
Don't do that.
Perry Butcher.
No, I'm 5'10".
That's quite sure. No, that's not.
I'm a winger.
It's Michael Owen.
Ooh, a winger. 1973.
Are they all post-England players?
Could be current or post, but work it out. 72.
Raheem Sterling.
72, Jack.
He was born in 72.
Oh, okay. So he's instantly 42.
Correct.
Right.
Go on, Jack, mate. My first professional club was at Blackpool.
Pullins.
No.
Nick Bambi.
Anyone?
If he's 42, I'm not going to know it.
I played for England under 21, England B team, and England full team.
Yeah.
I played for Queen's Park Rangers.
Right.
West Ham United.
Yeah.
Manchester City.
Yeah.
Cardiff. And Lancaster City.
Ooh.
I've literally just given the majority of the team. But...
Okay, so ex-West Ham. England player.
Winger.
Winger.
Who did he go to after West Ham?
Manchester City.
And are they all his clubs?
Yeah.
I've not got a clue.
Or
Trevor Sinclair.
Correct!
I get knocked down.
And I'll tell you some more after the break.
What is the break?
Right,
Will,
so
Will's gone for a piss. Basically, we're in the running order around Will's bladder this week, so he's gone for a piss.
And
this is Pirate Radio,
so we can talk about what we want.
Anything we want. Should we do about Euros?
Yeah, let's do it about the Euros. But
why don't we do something that's a bit more dangerous than Euros?
I think during the Euros, Wayne Rooney's going to get really hurt.
Yeah,
I see.
Okay, emotionally, Colleen's just going to dump.
Wait, let me just play with these buttons, right? So
don't. That's music.
Yeah,
do some sound effects.
How do you do? I don't know. You do sound effects.
This button's here.
Go on, then. Oh, that's done something. Oh.
Oh. All right. I think we're just guessing here. He's going to run back in, isn't he? So what we talked about earlier, doing the baby.
Let's
voice.
Give Will a message because he's going to be editing back the podcast. Yeah. So Will, if you're listening. You really stink. He does stink today.
I actually thought when I came in that someone like laid some kind of bomb, some kind of stinky bomb. But yeah, you know, I think he'll be running through the corridor any minute now, running through it again, panicky.
I'm just like working out how to do these buttons. See, that's the issue that I'm having is that I don't know how to turn this song off. So unless you click, do you click pause there?
I have no idea. Radio 101. Yeah, click pause.
Pause the song.
You did pause the song.
Oh, you pause the song like that, and then you can go right. Oh, okay, right. So let's do an accent.
Go on, do an accent.
What accent? What?
It's just an accent.
There we go. So you can do that one. Oh shit! Will's caught us.
Oh god, Daddy's here.
Will, we're just messing around with buttons.
What other buttons you got there, Jack?
Generic explosion. Say something, and it's going to go off.
Will is back.
Will's back again.
Here he is. How are you feeling better, mate? Yeah. See ya.
Will, can I just say, now Jacob has taught me the buttons, there's not really much use for you in any other shows.
What, have a seat.
I'm in the hot seat. Yeah, I'm in the hot seat. This will make a good video. Hi, guys. I'm producer Jackmate from The Jackmate Show. Host, producer, and anthropologist.
And what?
I don't know what that means.
Wow, I'm an expert in ants.
Is it?
Anthropologist.
What was I trying to say?
You're trying to say... And
what's it?
And it is something like that.
Oh,
what is it?
I was literally.
It means when you're a good person all round.
But you're not.
Oh, fuck, I can't.
Fuck.
Oh, what is it?
And.
It's the charity one.
Man of Leisure.
Yeah,
Encyclopedia.
Gervais says that in one of his stand ups.
We'll come back to it.
Yeah,
so who's next, Jack? Who's next then, Jack?
Well, we got a few songs coming up. We've got the Rockefeller Skank coming up by Fatboy Slim.
Just played that.
No, we haven't.
Yes, we have.
No, we are playing Stop the Rock.
The Rock.
Yeah, that's not the Rockefeller Skank. Is Check It Out Now.
Oh, sorry, son. Yeah. Sorry, son.
What I can do, if you guys want, is I can give you a little taster of how that would sound.
No, don't do
that.
No.
Just, you'll have to get back. Yeah.
Just run the desk, mate.
You okay.
Why don't you put a bed on? Why don't you put a...
Sneaky bed on.
All right, what bed do you want?
Oh, you in charge?
This.
Ooh, spooky bed.
So, yeah.
I like that.
Okay. So
what's this segment, Jack? You prepared a segment, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
You wouldn't be behind there for no reason.
Right, so apparently Will is making us play a game where you guess the football player.
Not Will, you're now the producer.
Okay, alright, so I've prepared,
come on.
I've prepared this segment, Will. Right, so this is a footballer.
Yes.
But who is it? This is the question. Right. So,
Will's gonna know.
So he's 45 years old.
Brilliant.
Danny Mills.
45 years old. He's from Gosforth in Newcastle upon Tyne.
Okay. Chris Waddle.
His clubs involve Southampton.
Yeah.
That's 118 caps for them. Blackburn Rovers.
Yeah. Tim Flowers.
138 caps for them. And Newcastle United. 303.
Oh, Shearer. Alan Shearer.
Yes.
Blackburn Southampton. Awesome.
What is Sorry, that? Mate. Is that too easy for you?
Yeah, come on.
Sorry, mate.
All right, I've got a good one.
So far.
I got a good one. This person is an ex-England international.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you do one from the top of your head, mate?
He's 44 years old.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Kirkdale in Merseyside.
Yep.
If that means anything. Will really wants this one. That the teams he's played for involve Liverpool.
Yep.
272 caps for them. Real Madrid.
Steve McManaman. Oh!
That was me.
Was you both on the money?
You wrote this.
Mate, I'm literally just making up on the spot.
I'm picking players now.
Oh, okay.
That's Sinager. Crazy.
Sinager.
That is crazy.
Real Madrid's a bit of a giveaway after Liverpool, isn't it?
Mm. Not many
Who did Nick Barmby play for?
I was thinking of Nick Barmby. Everton, Liverpool.
What, Real Madrid?
No.
Nick
Barmby.
Real Madrid gave it away for Steve Mack.
Right, this player.
Right, son.
Is 35.
Ooh,
could
young.
Be playing.
Right. He's from Barking in London.
Barking mad.
And his youth career, right, he started off at a team called Senrab. Then he went to West Ham United. Right. Then he went to Charlton.
That's Scott Parker.
No. So you're in with the next guest.
Yep. Oh, what?
That's how it works, baby.
His first professional team, he played 150 caps for Charlton Athletic. I will just let you know that he is a left back.
Chris Powell.
No.
Senrab FC actually produced a lot of youth footballers.
Do they?
Left back. 44.
Charlton.
35.
Tottenham on loan. West Ham. Fulham. Liverpool. Leicester City.
Paul Konchesky.
Yes. Here we go.
Is he English?
An accent. Normal
generic.
I don't know if that's the button you wanted to press.
I think you're getting it.
I want this one.
Have you got to turn the other one off? It's been full effect. Push it up, push it up.
Can someone say offensive? Because I want to play the offensive thing.
Oh, you can.
Oh, you look like a...
Oh, you fucked it.
You look like a stinky piece of sh... Wow.
We'll get background then.
It's producing by numbers over here. It's fucking up. Go on.
All this... I was trying to do it, but
go
all
on,
the...
you come around here.
All the buttons are sticky.
Come on, man. You go around them, man.
Yeah. You're going, man. Go sit down next to us, baby.
Right, I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
The listeners didn't, but I did.
Learning live on radio. Yeah. Jackmate.
You should do that more often, though.
What?
I want to go 1 week. Can I have a go? Yeah.
You can do next week if you want.
No, I'd love that.
Yeah?
What would you do?
Just sit over there.
Yeah, be part of the show.
What, have a week off? You've had the last four off.
Oh,
Jesus.
Oh, my God. Oh. Bring this on here.
I think you'll find...
Dirty laundry in here.
2 weeks ago, where were you?
Ooh. Well, the trains weren't running.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I've done two more shows than you have.
And I have up there. High five.
Is
I think
good?
I know.
Yeah. Good for your bank balance.
Yes. Bring it. Ching, ching.
That one when you were ill, that one, you were really ill as well.
Let's go to a song. I called in.
Thanks, mate.
And I was actually ill.
Yeah, of course.
We're not sagging you off, mate.
I was ill on my fucking birthday, you mug.
Right about now. The Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now. The Funk Soul Brother. Right about now. The Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now. The Funk Soul Brother. Right about now. The Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now. Funk Soul Brother, right about now. Funk Soul Brother, right about now. About now. About now. About now.
The Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio.
Oh, brother, that was such a good song!
That was like a sick tune, my brother, man!
I was really impressed by the person who picked that song right now.
I was literally kicking back in my seat, smoking a sweet J, and I was enjoying that.
Oh, I love J.
Oh, what's your favourite J? A green J?
I like green J, I like blue J, I like LA Cool J.
I like ganja, man. What you doing over there?
Man, I'm just having a good old time, Greg.
Thank you for coming along this week, man.
I bloody love Fridays.
Fridays.
I love them too.
But you know what time it is on a Friday?
What's the time?
It's time for Jackmate versus Nozza, and it's live.
That's right.
That is correct.
It's Jackmate versus Nozza. We had a week off last week due to timing issues, but we're back, and we're back with a bang. Euros, where are they set?
France!
What's France?
A country!
Correct, 2 out of 2. You both get a point.
Whey!
What a great start.
Just licked me.
So, I'm not licking you, dirty
the tournament sir. Is set in France.
Yeah.
Say again.
What's more French?
Who knows? What's more French than a baguette?
Than a baguette.
A beret.
What's more French than a baguette?
A beret.
2 baguettes.
Well, can I just say, I'm seeing you over there prepare that garlic and herb spread onto those baguettes, and I can tell you right now, I will not be eating it.
You've got to eat it.
What, the whole... It's whoever can eat the most baguette.
What you got to do?
You don't know yet, mate.
I do know, it's obvious. What else is he going to do with the baguette?
See how far I can put it up, yeah?
Tom, you're not far on.
Yeah,
in which case, already complete, I brought one in. Here's one I made earlier.
That's a chocolate baguette.
Oh, dear.
That was a big old chocolate baguette.
That's a nut loaf.
Is that jam on it?
Oh, no.
It's cranberry.
Yeah, raspberry.
So what you got to do, you got to take these...
Raspberry.
With seeds in it.
Raspberry.
Are we finished?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Raspberry.
No, that's... He said it.
Yeah.
Go on.
Carry on. Give me this.
Peel that back, Will.
Strong baguette, yeah?
Yeah, very strong baguette,
very visual. You've got to cut the baguette into, you know, like the little...
Yes.
So you can spread it. You've got to do as many as them as you can. I'm giving you a 2-minute time limit.
Yeah, what?
You've got to slice them up like that. So you got... And I want you to spread boursin. And then... You've got to judge how much time you can eat them. So it's whoever eats the most, basically. But you've got to cut it, spread it, eat it.
Okay.
You got it?
Jack goes first, right?
We do it at the same time.
I'm not going to eat it. I don't like it.
Stop being a little whiny mess.
I don't like it, Daddy.
Don't do that as well. Just compound the misery.
Sorry.
I reckon one of you over here, please. Who wants to come over here?
I'll go over there.
You go first.
We're both at the same time.
How many fucking times?
Oh, listen!
I am! You're not!
Oh, true.
It's alright, so I have to cut it into...
Good luck with that knife as well.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to do this.
I haven't seen blunts like that since I hung out with Michael Payne. Tell you that much.
Oh, God. That's racist.
That's not racist.
It's a bit racist.
Michael Payne doesn't smoke weed.
We've done this.
I know.
I smoked with him.
No, you have not.
I have.
Oh, yeah. Then you kept coming up to me and spitting on the floor, going, look how green my spit.
It was.
You're a knob.
I've been eating kale.
I don't even like... What is this spread?
Boursin. You never had boursin before?
I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah, I've never had boursin before. It's the loveliest spread I've ever seen.
Do you not like
seen.
Garlic? So what? Do I cut spread, then eat? Or can I cut one spread and eat, cut one spread and eat?
You've got to judge however fast
you... How are you counting?
Whoever eats the most.
Oh, how long have we got? 2 minutes?
2 minutes each. Hang on, Jack.
Well, I'm just making mine nice and even.
Can I cut mine in the middle like that?
You can do whatever you've got. No, it's like nice thin slabs.
Oh, okay.
But it's whoever eats the most.
I get it.
You got it?
Mm-hmm.
Right, I'm going to put 2 minutes on the clock. So, it's cut it, spread it.
What's the name for this? Cut it, spread it, eat it.
Cut it, spread it, eat it. In 3, 2, 1, activate.
My knife don't work.
You've got to go in harder than that. You've been to the gym, have you, boy? Oh, my God. You cut like a prat. Tom's over there. I've given you a plate, Tom, but you've chosen to ignore it. Tom's like, you've got to eat all that bread, so you want to make it thinner, Tom.
Alright, can't. I'm doing what I want.
Don't. No. You see, you've got to eat all that now.
I know what I'm doing.
You've given yourself too much bread to eat. Oh my God. We're 25 seconds in.
Slow and steady wins the race.
You need to make it thinner than that.
How thin?
Even that bit you can get away with. Putting a bit of spread on that.
That.
Come on, look at you! Jack!
Right, I'll spread it, but I'm not eating it.
Why?
Because
I'll eat yours then.
Too carby.
I like it.
You're such a piece of shit.
Tom, you have gone way too big on the bread.
That's not the point of the game.
No, but you're supposed to go thin bread. Jack, what are you doing?
What is the spread? Spread?
Huh?
What's the spread?
Porcelain.
I don't know what it is, though. It's alright saying the title, but what is it?
It says it's
garlic
a cheese.
And herb.
But is it cheese?
It's cheese.
But is it cheese?
Jack, what are you doing?
There you go, I've made you a bit.
The game isn't fucking made with bread.
Is it not going towards his...
Is this actually cheese?
Come on.
Why are you so panicked about this?
Is it cheese?
Fucking cheese on the floor.
Right, let's have a look at the thing. Garlic and herb. Boursin. I've never heard of boursin. Soft cheese. Yeah, fuck that for a laugh.
Why?
I don't like cheese.
Have a bit.
No.
Have a bit of cheese.
You don't like cheese.
I don't like you.
Have a bit of cheese.
No.
Have a bit of cheese.
No.
Try it.
I find it delicious.
Have a bit of that.
Why are you forcing stuff in my mouth, Daddy?
Look, it's not the first time and it won't be the last. I'll have a bite.
Oh, well, that's really disrespectful to anyone to say.
Huh? Why? I'm giving you a fucking pain.
I'm doing it!
How long's it been? It's been way over 2 minutes. Seems like it.
Five. Oh, it's a close one this week.
Four. Three. Two. One.
It's over. Oh! That was intense.
Wait.
What?
It was only a minute 56.
Oh! Three.
I could have still pulled this back.
Two.
Now you've ruined it for me.
One.
You've ruined it for me.
Wow. Wasn't that great, guys?
No.
Have you finished one?
Have you actually eaten a whole baguette?
Mm-hmm.
A whole baguette? Are you fucking stupid?
What are you still eating?
Why are you recording?
Why are you recording, Tom?
Fuck, don't hit me. He's hitting me on the head with a baguette. So, let's add the scores up. Do you want to put it on the plate?
No.
Are you right?
Oh. You look gross.
So let's add the scores up there. How do we think we've done?
I think if I won, I'll be surprised.
I think we all would. Because somehow I've come second. and I wasn't even in the competition, which is really weird.
Yeah.
So,
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you this from the bottom of my heart.
Yeah.
Boursin or Boursin.
Yeah,
it's all right.
It's nice, isn't it?
From the bottom of your heart, yeah. Your cholesterol—the
eighth deadly sin.
Your cholesterol.
Boursin.
Your cholesterol's through the roof now.
Don't start this.
So I won't be talking about the bottom of your heart, mate. It's already at the bottom.
Show us a gym picture and shut up, mate.
Oh,
how is that?
Watch me, whip.
How is that an ownage?
It's an ownage. How is that an ownage?
I wish you'd stop eating down the mic.
This is your.
Don't criticise him. He's done the challenge.
Sandwiches, and you didn't even do it.
I didn't want it. I don't like boursin.
You haven't tried absolutely.
You've done a boursin by not eating it.
There, that's bringing back school memories from when some bully used to shove cheese in my face.
It's only like what's underneath your foreskin.
Shove cheese in your face.
Yeah? Shut your fucking mouth. What?
A bully used to shove cheese down your face.
Yeah, in my mouth.
Who was his name?
Reese Hartle.
Why did he do it?
He came up to me and was like, "Oi, Ginger, have this," and slapped loads of cheese in my face.
Did he actually?
Yeah, and I
what
hate
kind
him.
Of cheese?
Just like
Edam?
No,
Brie.
You know when your mum used to shred cheese into a sandwich? You know, shredded cheese. She used to throw that in.
Grated cheese?
That's the one.
Maybe shredded.
You got a bit of cheese there.
Oh, fucking yeah.
There we go. That's been Jack versus
3-0 Nozzle.
Fucking smashing the shit out of you, aren't I?
I just don't care. I really do not care.
Cheers, man.
He does care.
Well,
can't keep up
thanks
with
for
it.
The effort.
Yeah.
Is that out of your own pocket, this?
Yep, £5 I never get back.
Was it actually £5?
£5, that all that was. Props.
Boursin is expensive, Jack.
Yeah, you know that sun cream I bought the other week for the first challenge?
Yeah.
£7 that was.
Mentally.
Yeah, but you can say that for... Are you going on holiday this year, Will?
Nah.
20 to 30's holiday?
Nah. You mean 18 to 30?
No, 20 to 30. It's not, it's a new thing. They're bringing it out, it's just come out this year. You've not read it in the Sun. uni better all over it, huh?
Oh, anyway, guys, I just want to say thank you for listening to the Jackmate Show. It was meant to be a Euro special, but I mean, it swayed few and far between European topics. Tom's just cutting a baguette to the left of me.
Cut that in half and all of it, but.
Yeah, we'll talk about it off air, maybe. thanks for listening to the Jackmate Show on FUBAR Radio. Enjoy your Friday, enjoy your weekend.
Stay stinky.
Thank you.
Truth is, I thought it mattered. I thought that music mattered. But does it bollocks? Not compared to how people matter.
We'll be singing when we're winning. We'll be singing.
is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.